Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
On this Thursday, it seems obvious that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi does not really want a COVID relief bill. The Trump administration has put $1.8 trillion on the table, but Ms. Pelosi wants more and a bunch of other stuff that has nothing to do with COVID. So many Americans who need help are not getting it, like Kamala Harris. Nancy Pelosi is a person who relishes power. Born into wealth, she lives a lavish lifestyle that affects her view of reality, in my opinion. Theory walks when people are suffering. The federal government is willing to spend big, but it's not enough for Nancy. She's playing politics. She wants to bring President Trump and the Republicans to heel. People need immediate help, and both parties should help them. It is truly tragic that fanaticism has taken deep root within the Democratic Party. The far-left progressive wing is not interested in compromise. It is only interested in destroying traditional America. The question is, do voters understand that? We'll see. One look at the bearing of Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris begs this question. Do you want them having power over you? I didn't think so. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.